Good morning po sa bawat isa. When I was thinking of coming up with a Sunday school, kasi isolated lesson ito, so I thought of coming up one which would be hindi, kasi conclusion na yung kay Pastor. For the last 2 months, we were discussing about biblical parenting, pero I thought it would be best to, on the side, to discuss something that would be essential or necessary para sa isang context of family, biblical training or parenting through the headship or leadership of the man of God. So, yun pong ating topic this morning. We will be discussing some things that would help us understand the context of our existing struggles of the father or the situations we are in at this present time. And hopefully, we can draw up some lessons at the end of our study. So, alam naman natin yung biblical account. We are more very familiar. We are well taught of the fact of the issue of the fall of man. At nakikita naman natin to sa Genesis account when our first father, Adam, fell. And sabi nga natin, when he fell, history was in the making of problems arising from the fall of our first father. Nagkaroon ng role reversal of sorts. And it affected not only our first, two individuals in the history of man, Adam and Eve, but it affected the family as a unit. And instead of being a family which is led well or taught well by the man, which was Adam, it created, there was rather than a caring headship and leadership, men rule in an autocratic and loving way. Ito yung bunga ng kasalanan according to Genesis 3 and verse 16. After there was a promise in Genesis 3:15, Genesis 3:16 tells us that there will be struggles in the marriage of two people, the husband and the wife, Adam and Eve, and of course, kasama na yung sangkaling lahi after them. And aside from the biblical account, or rather, with regards to this, siguro familiar tayo dyan sa picture na yan, Salvatore Mundi, Savior of the World. This was sold last year, one of the last known paintings of Leonardo da Vinci. It depicts Jesus Christ. Alam naman natin na hindi natin alam yung itsura ng ating Panginoon Jesus, pero this is a picture of made by Leonardo da Vinci, a genius in his own right. It was sold for $450 million. What an astonishing cost of price. Of course, ang nakabili niyan, yung mga mayayaman. It is now displayed in Abu Dhabi. It was sold to a prince, displayed in Abu Dhabi for everyone who can go to that place to look after it. But the picture is depicting Christ is on his right hand, yung benediction, and on the left hand, merong, I don't know if you can see it, malabo, pero on the left hand was a spear, hindi mo lang makikita, but it pictures Christ being the Savior of the world. So, this is the promise given to us after the fall of man. The promise of the Son of God who will redeem sinful humanity, God who will redeem a people for himself because man fell through the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden. But of course, hindi lang naman yung after the fall of the first parents, we know in history that the very first means of livelihood for the first families were basically agriculture. Ang konteksto ng hanap buhay ng mga pamilya nung panahon na yon, in the olden times, were basically agricultural base. And in history, there was a shift or a change in the manner of livelihood. Now, in the 18th century, nung nagkaroon ng first industrial revolution in the 18th century in Great Britain, there was a shift from agriculture to a workplace, from family-based, agriculture-based work, naging industrial-based na. This was seen in those days. The first industrial revolution resulted into the mechanization of industry. Specifically, ang unang nakinabang nito was the textile industry during those time. And na-discover yung steam engine. And it changed or it revolutionized the way of living of people. From an agriculture economy, they went to an industry-based livelihood. And what do we expect? Change of lifestyle of people. They were displaced from their families, brought to industries because it promised materialist, it promised a more materialistic lure for the family during those times. And since then, nagkaroon na tayo ng second industrial revolution, which was technological. This was the invention or the founding of new sources of energy, gas and oil, and very crucial sa second industrial revolution was the invention of Henry Ford, yung tinatawag nating production line. And it hastened production capacity of industries to the point that there was a need for more people for industries. And then came the digital age, and now we have the internet age. So, ganun kabilis ang growth, development of technology in our time. In fact, for now, ang tinatawag natin yan is the industrial internet of things, the new virtual world. So, businesses, way of living is getting complicated, so to speak, and yet our lives are getting more complicated because of, or also getting more complicated as a result of this. We have technology, things we can, very real, ang nakikita natin, mga pangyayari. And this has complicated the family as a structure or as a unit. And that's why there is now a changing landscape of workplace and marketplace. And we have now a fast-paced development in our time. So this is the condition wherein the family is now being pressed upon in our present life. Ito yung turning of events, starting with the Industrial Revolution. There was a shift, a change in the way things, in the way people, families were earning their living, and at the same time, things have changed in the outlook of the family as a basic unit in society. Of course, for our context, di ba, we are proud as a nation to export export people to work for other places. From the local base or local means of working, workplace natin within our country, within our nation, within our towns and cities, it has now become global. The world has shrunk in a way that it is easier for us to travel, and work opportunities for each one is not only limited to our country, but we can now go to the nearby countries. And even our products and our products and services are being offered to the world. And yun na yung tinatawag natin from local to global. Overseas employment opportunities, as we have our overseas Filipino workers. Just last week, Jollibee opened its first branch in Europe, in Italy. Of course, it is a national pride of sort because it is a Filipino-based company which is now lording it over in other countries for business. Pero isipin nyo lang, sa dami ng mga taong nakapila, reports say that some went to visit the place, traveling 4 to 5 hours just to taste their favorite chicken brand, Chicken Joy. And we see Filipinos joining or lining up. Why? because there are lots of Filipinos abroad who are being who are going there not only for greener pastures, but they are also being employed by various countries, by various companies because of their competence, their capability. So this is the context, again, of our present situation. Families, head of families are being brought away from their local place and they are going to other places for them to earn and living. So we ask the question, what is its impact on the family? Ano yung impact ng ganitong pangyayari sa paghahanap buhay na dati agriculture-based, ngayon, nasa industry ka na, nasa abroad ka pa? It has complicated things and we have to understand or study for ourselves what is its impact to the present generation, not only to the families, but more specifically, to the fathers as head of families. So sabi ng, we have to note that the family is the center of human community. I was riding a bus last Tuesday going to GMA for our last class. And one of the programs was from two newscasters who were discussing the issues currently. Ang current issues natin ngayon is the divorce bill. It has been passed after 3 readings in the Congress. And I don't know if Senate will pass it because they have their own version. But the issue is, may nagsabi na, ano nang mangyayari sa atin? Sabi niya, kung no family, walang community. Kung walang community, there will be no society. And it is something that people are now discussing. I know Pastor has a different stand on this, a specific stand on this issue. And perhaps many of us have our own stand. But these are the things that are happening, unfolding before our very eyes as a country, as a nation, as a people. And we have to know and understand these things for our own good. And the family existed as a natural society that provided the soul of its nation that was to be protected and nourished through fatherhood. So this is the issue of the family existed and it should be protected by and nourished through the leadership of the father or fatherhood. So the key issue now is what is the role of the father? Because the current question now, especially in the US, actually hindi current na to, matagal na tong panahon. This was way back, maybe 30-40 years ago, issue na to in the US. This was already observed. That's why they asked, where's dad? And some comment, papa is gone. So ano nang nangyayari? And when there was one celebrity in the US who was interviewed, she said, this is the problem of American culture, American society. Because the father, who is supposed to be the leader, the head of the family, is now nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found in the home. And that's why this is the issue of our families. And brings with it problems in our society and even in the churches of the current day. So, we have to take note that, by the way, there is a very good description or made by Clayton Barbeau in his Essence of Fatherhood. He says, the notion of responsibility is at the crux of true fatherhood. The conscious sense of responsibility for the physical and spiritual well-being of others is the mark of true father. So we ask, what is a true father? So the key in determining or understanding true fatherhood or true fathers is their responsibility. Ang pinakamahalagang tingnan natin, ano ba yung tungkulin ng isang tate ayon sa disenyo ng Panginoon para sa kanyang pamilya, para sa ikakataguyod, maayos sa pagtataguyod ng pamilya sa konteksto. Hindi lang sa pamilya, kundi sa konteksto ng iglesia at maging sa ating mga sosyedad. So, the issue here is the responsibility because nakalakip dito is the physical as well as the spiritual well-being of others in the family. And so, we note that God has given a role of fatherhood, which is headship and leadership, physical, material, moral, as well as spiritual well-being of the family. This is God's mandate for fathers in the context of the family which God has made. Clearly, Deuteronomy 6 tells us that, Ephesians 6 in the New Testament, because during the time of the Israel's wandering journey, they were told when they entered the promised land that they will have to teach their children in every aspect of their day-to-day life who God is. And failure to do so will mean not only destruction but problems for the family. And we know in history, in biblical history, it has been a perennial problem of the nation of Israel. And that's why they fell time and again, because fathers, heads of families, failed to do their duty and responsibility as mandated by God. So, let's look into the issues and challenges. Ang sinasabi ng nila, we have now dysfunctional fathers, unable to function properly. Ito yung, if we are to describe the fathers of our time, I hope not in our church, but in our time, even in our country, and most especially in the Western world, there is what they call dysfunctional fathers. They do not function accordingly or properly as they ought to. And this is causing problems in this so-called Western economies or Western countries, which we admire. Alam natin, sabi nga natin, pag sumisinga ang Amerika, sinisipon tayo. What is going on in this Western country, especially United States, ramdam natin yon. We are influenced. Why? Because, lalo na, tulad ng globalization, it is very, communication is accessible, the whatever information is immediately known by us because of our present technology. But these influences are creating problems for us as a nation. So let's look at these issues. First, again, let's look back. There was a change of workplace. Dati agriculture, during the colonial times in the US, agriculture pa rin yung kanilang economy. But because of the resurgence of this so-called industrial revolution, fathers were plucked from their families because of the lure of materialism, more income, more opportunities. Siguro nga, totoo yung hirap talaga ng magsasaka. Sabi nga ng ating kinakantang mga awiting Pilipino, mahirap ang magsasaka dahil maghapong kang nakayuko sa arawan. So, because of industries which provided them opportunities to be paid well, they were lured. And the closely knit colonial family was now separated, at least for a couple of days. Of course, it will grow into months, and for some, years, even in our time. Ano yung mga issues na dinidiscuss nila ng unang panahon? Because fathers were there, the discussion centered on theological issues. Ang mga tatay nung panahon na yon, ang kanilang pinag-uusapan ay mga issues ng Biblia, mga katuruan sa salita ng Panginoon. Yun yung kanilang usap-usapan. Yun yung laman ng kanilang mga pag-uusap bilang mga tatay. And it was in the marketplace. But because of industries, ano nang nangyari? Nalipat na yung kanilang meeting place from the marketplace. Ang tawag nila dyan ay tavern or what we call bars, mga joints, watering hole. Doon na. At ano nang pinag-uusapan? Business. So, from the biblical, the theological concepts that fathers used to discuss, nag-shift na yung kanilang interest into business. What is the present trend? Ano yung magandang mga pangyayari ngayon sa industriya? Ano yung dapat kong matutunan? How can I go stay abreast with my job, with the things I need to know in my workplace? Because that was the demand or the need for them because of their workplace. In with regards to values inculcated, before, fathers labored hard to instill the value of cooperation. Ang mga tatay sila yung nagtuturo ng kooperasyon. Magtutulungan sa pamilya. Kaya nga, yung mga anak ay kasama sa gawain ng paghahanap buhay. We remember David, di ba? He was asked to tend the sheep of their family. Even for Joseph, sa kanilang angkan, siya rin yung binigyan ng trabaho. In fact, he, as a young boy, he was asked to look after his brothers or go to his brothers to look to into what they were doing. So this was basically a family, and it was a cooperative spirit wherein all members of the family were tasked, were given duties because of the industry or because of the livelihood of the family. But because of this development, what has happened? They became examples of unlimited individual competition. They will have to compete in the marketplace. And because they had to compete, it now reflected a different image to individual members of the family that their father was now espousing. Nagbago yung mga values. And in fact, they once taught children respect and obedience to godly authorities. Now, ano na nangyari? Independence was sort of a national virtue. Kaya nga ang sinasabi natin, pag tinitingnan natin ang Western world, like US, ang emphasis nila is independence. Magsarili ka. You are to survive by yourself. Individualism is now a byword in society. Dapat kaya mo. You have to survive because it is now a survival of the fittest environment that you are brought into. If you will not be strong and be fit, then sorry ka na lang. You will fail or you will not be able to compete in this competition-built world or society that we are brought into. Now, with regards to educational system, before, fathers were involved in the education of their children. Kasama ang mga tatay sa pagtuturo. In fact, they were very much involved because most of the children would carry on the craft or the industry of the family. So, it is the father who will now train, teach, guide, discipline, lead their families in. Kasama yan sa schooling nila. Parang tinatawag natin ngayon siguro, tinatawag natin ngayon homeschool work concept. But because they were now not present most of the time in the waking hours of the day, they will have to bring their children to the public school system. So they were now being brought to the public school system for their training, skills development. And there will be some clashes, differences in values, teachings to be done because the teachers would not share the same principles with the family themselves. Pagdating naman sa advocacies, anong nangyayari? Men before were the leaders in the social progress of a nation. They were the ones who led in various social reform and mercy movements. Sila yung nangunguna. Sila yung nangunguna sa mga ganitong mga gawain, but because they were not found, they were not available and visible, again, what do we expect? Relegated to the women. Kaya nga meron tayong tinatawag na one of the most influential during those times, yung tinatawag nating Women's Christian Temperance Union. Isa to sa mga simulain noong 1800s. Of course, led by women, they were now influential. They were influential in asking government to ban the use of alcohol, the sale, the manufacture of alcohol through the 18th Amendment. But of course, we all know that hindi naging successful ito. The U.S. had the 21st Amendment 13 years after this was passed because it created more problem for the nation, bootlegging and all those problems. Now, mapapansin natin dito, if you are to be a member of this union, you have to have this pledge. I hereby solemnly promise God helping me to abstain from all distilled, fermented, and malt liquors, including wine, beer, and cider, and to employ all proper means to discourage the use of and traffic in the same. So, mag-i-issue ka ng promise. And these were women. Saan nakatuon ito? Bakit ginawa nila ito? Because the men, di ba, sinabi natin kanina, they were now in the tavern. Kasama na sa influensya ng kanilang mga gawain, ayun na. Uncontrolled use of this substance led to more problems in society. And that's why the women stood up in order to stop it because it was creating problems not only in their families, between the husband and the wife, between the families, in communities, but also in the nation as a whole. But we all know that this was not a good move. In fact, hindi lang to alcohol, they will go into other social reforms which this group of women will lead. And of course, they were influenced by the Greek writer Xenophon. Sabi kasi nila, ang kanilang sa grupo na ito, they were to create a sober and pure world by abstinence, purity, and evangelical Christianity. So for them, entire prohibition of manufacture and sale of intoxicating beverages was a solution to the problem of society. And they defined temperance as moderation in all things helpful, total abstinence from all things harmful. So kung may maganda, you indulge to its excess. But kung masama, prohibit it. So our point is, there is a call to fathers to assume their mandated role and duty as leaders. So let's look into four aspects. First is, what is its effect in society? Now, I don't have data with regards to our country, but in the U.S., the data I will be showing you late are 80s pa ito na mga data. And we will just expect ano na kaya ngayon ang nangyayari during our time. It created, because of the absence of fathers, it created rising in criminality. There were lots of teenage pregnancies. And of course, dissolution of marriages, divorce among husband and wife. Because of this problem, one sociologist says, Lawrence Fuchs, the groundwork for the 20th century fatherless home was set. By the end of the 19th century, for the first time, it was socially and morally acceptable for men not to be involved in their families. So, according to one sociologist, ito yung nakita niya. It was socially and morally acceptable na wala nang kinalaman ang tatay sa paghuhubog ng kanyang pamilya, pangunguna ng kanyang pamilya, because of these various situations that has been brought by advancement, by growth, by so-called families being lured by the materialistic the lures of employment and job, and to the point that they have left their basic and fundamental duty of heading the family. And statistics tells us, these are 80s pa na statistics based on the book I read, only 41% of children will grow in a two-parent family. Wala pa sa kalahati. One of every four American children has no father to welcome him or her at the time of birth. So, as a result of teenage pregnancy. And American fathers give each of their children a mere 3 minutes of undivided attention each day on the average. Isipin nyo yan. Ilang minuto ang ginugoogle natin sa pakikipag-usap sa ating mga anak sa araw-araw? On the average, 3 minutes. Of course, hindi lang yan. Siguro, nasa bahay yung mga Amerikanong lalaki, pero nakatuon naman sa TV. During our time, nasa gadget naman. So, wala nang time for healthy conversation. And this is the situation. Actually, these are 1980s to 90s data. How much more now because of the advancement of technology? This is a very depressing statistic. And in fact, sabi nga nila, ang cause daw ng rising criminality is poverty. Pero studies have shown that it is not. Because in the U.S., lalo na sa mga black Americans, 75% of children brought up by black women are without fathers. And the common causes of death among blacks is not because of the white, but it is because black people fight each other. And there is much killing as a result of this. Kasi fatherless or hindi guided yung mga anak, left to the mother or without the father to guide and lead the family because of the failure or because of the non-presence of fathers in the homes of families. Kaya nga, sabi ng isang author, eh kung ang cause ay poverty, eh di sa third world countries, lahat pala ay criminal. But of course, it is not happening. In fact, we have better statistics to show otherwise than the Western countries. Because Orientals, in fact, are more family-oriented. And it is a good thing that our culture is family-oriented to guide and help us. But this is not the situation. If you go to the big cities in our country, we see the influences of Western culture catching up on them. And this is a problem. It has been said by one author that because of the father's absence, this is the curse of the day. Ito yung tinatawag. It is now becoming a curse. We have desensitized almost passionless youth, as one psychologist observed. Kaya nga, pag pumapatay yung mga young criminals, parang when they rape, when they kill, look at what happened in Florida. That young man, the young boy, that teen, they are passionless, this desensitized youth. So that is one effect, or those are the effect in our society. Another thing is the problem of ignorance and abandonment. Ang isang problema o ang cause is the problem of ignorance and abandonment. The material, moral, and spiritual leadership is missing, and that's why it's causing problems. Now, this is where the church comes in. Because ignorance, they have to be taught. Sinabi ng ating pastor, it is in the church where all members of the family are taught of their roles. We are taught through Sunday school, through the preaching of the word, in various assemblies or seminars, conferences, for us to know and understand our role. And the church, it is the church's duty to equip the saints of their tasks, of their responsibilities, and to assume the responsibilities accordingly in the context of God, in according to God's design through His Word. And of course, this is what Joshua, in his farewell address when he was old and dying, and he stood up before the people in Joshua 24 and verse 15, when he said, and it had a great impact on me personally. Kaya ngayong bunso namin, pinangalanan namin Joshua. It's precisely because of that conviction And that thing that I understood clearly of my responsibility as a father. Because it said, before the generation and the coming generation, you need, actually it was not a choice, but it was a command given by Joshua to remind his people or God's people that fathers, you ought to stand up for your families. And we see the impact of Joshua's ministry and leadership during his time. But unfortunately, in the coming generations, they left. And this is the same way the call of our time. We need to teach men of our time the duty and responsibility that is theirs in this cause. But of course, another problem is abandonment. Merong mga nakakaalam, but they abandon their duty. And this is where we go back to the Puritans and learn of their zeal and passion. Alam nyo ba na during the times of the Puritan, if a head of a family or a family members do not do their duties, it will be an issue for discipline. They look into this duty very seriously, and that is why they would discipline members of the family who will not be doing their mandated task. They took it seriously. And that is why during our last history class, ang history naming class was about the time of the Puritans. We really learned lots because of what the Puritans thought. And it's about time that we all continue to study and go back to the Puritan history or to what they were doing during this time. Of course, marami silang mali. Marami silang pagkukulang, but if you would look into their zeal, study their convictions for their faith, then we will have strong families because they will well-grounded in the Word in rearing up their families, especially the leadership of the home to the father. We have here a church covenant of a congregation in Dorchester, Massachusetts in 1677. To reform our families, engaging ourselves to a conscientious care to set before us and to maintain the worship of God in them and to walk in our houses with perfect hearts in a faithful discharge of all domestic duties, educating, instructing, and charging our children and households to keep the ways of the Lord. This is one part. Ito yung kanilang church covenant. This is how seriously they were up to their task in the parents, the husband, and the wife seriously pursued their duty in training their kids. And this was part of their church covenant. Diba? Very clearly. And that's how they look at it. J.I. Packer observes, at home, the Puritans showed themselves mature, accepting the hardships and disappointments realistically as from God and refusing to be daunted or sourced by any of them. In an era in which the family life has become brittle even among Christians, with chicken-hearted spouses taking the easy course of the separation rather than work at their relationship, and narcissistic parents spoiling their children materially while neglecting them spiritually, there is once more much to be learned from the Puritans' very different way. We have lots to learn. Kaya nga, this was the challenge given to us by our pastor. He was our tutor in our history class. We have to go back. Puritanism should be a continuing thing even in our time. Of course, not Puritans, but Puritanism, the way they thought, the way they lived their lives, not only in their homes, but even in churches. That is something that we need to imbibe even in our time. And it is a call. And this is a serious thing that we need to consider because ignorance, ridicule. Tingnan natin Hosea 4:6 sa ating handout. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I reject you from being a priest to me And since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. This was given by Hosea during the time when the kingdom of Israel was at its darkest hour of history. Napakalungkot, kalunos-lunos ang kondisyon ng Israel sa panahon ni Hosea. And this was, these prophets were pronouncing, indicting their nation because of the failure of society. In fact, the land was polluted by greed, oppression, robbery, falsehood, adultery, and even murder. Ganon kasama ang kapanahunan nila. And we cannot even say that we are better off in our time. And what was the reason? Because the fathers of the nation failed to do their responsibility. Because they failed, this indictment was given by Hosea to Israel. Ganon kahalaga ang karunungan, kaalaman, at ang tungkulin ng mga ama ng tahanan, lalo na sa pamilya na tinatawag natin mga Kristiyano. And let us observe also, take note, that natural growth of churches is generational. Ang paglago ng mga iglesia ay sa pamamagitan ng mga angkan. Why? Because a faithful parent or faithful parents teaching their children will naturally expect God to bless them. And in the goodness of God, because of the faithful teaching and example of parents, what will happen? God will be pleased to bless. And there will be Christian believers for the next generation who will carry on the faith. And this is what we are seeing in our church. This is what we are experiencing in our families. Perhaps not all, but many. So we have now the second generation believers in our church as a result of the faithful teaching of the Word in our families, and by the grace of God, to the power of the Holy Spirit working in their hearts, getting them saved and joining the local New Testament church. So this is the natural outworking in history for God's family. Another is, we have to reconnect earthly fatherhood to heavenly fatherhood. Alam natin na marami ng mga sinasabing Jesus movement. Meron ng Holy Spirit movement. Marami natin narinig. And one author was saying, maybe it's about time that we have the Father movement. Diba? The Father movement. Why? Because even the relationship of the Father and the Son was in such a way that it encourages us to follow suit, because we have a Father in John 5:19 who says, John 5:19 tells us, whatever the Father does, the Son also does. Why? Because ganun ang relationship ng ating Panginoong Hesus sa kanyang Ama na nasa langit. Kung ano yung kanyang ginagawa ng Ama, yun din ang ginagawa ng Anak. This is the testimony of Scriptures. And we are seeing here not a passive, uninvolved Father. For according to Mark 1:11, what the Scripture tell us, you are my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Yun din ang sinabi ng salita ng Panginoon. The testimony of heaven before His Son. So we see a Father who doesn't hide and runs, but commits Himself. In 1 Corinthians 13:3, it says, He bears all things, who is also committed and will remain faithful even when we are faithless. Ganun ang relasyon ng Ama sa kanyang anak, ang ating Panginoong Jesus. This is the kind of relationships that we ought to emulate, that we ought to imbibe, especially as fathers to our children. So there is, but of course, sinasabi siguro ng mga kabataan or mga single or mga childless parents, eh, para lang yan sa mga amas ng tahanan. Wala naman akong anak eh. Anong pakialam ko dyan? Anong kinalaman ko dyan? Hindi naman ako father. Yes, I am a man. I am... But you still have a duty. There is a desperate need for the single men and childless husbands of our time to imitate God. Because the Father God, which is the Father of all, in Psalm 68 and verse 5 says, He is the Father of the fatherless and protector of widows, is God in His holy habitation. Ang ating Panginoon ay ama ng mga walang mga ama at ng mga byuda. He is that God as described in the Bible. And kung ang example natin si Jesus Christ, di ba si Jesus Christ is not a husband, hindi naman siya father. So how can he be our example? We know that Adam was the father of the fallen race. But Jesus Christ is the father of the new race. And that's why we have an example in Christ Himself, in the fatherhood, in His fatherhood of the new race, which is God's people, God's elect, manifested in the church. So we need to understand these things. We need to reconnect our earthly fatherhood for us fathers, both fathers in the true right and even single men and childless fathers also. But there is a warning that I want to, before we end, because in the trend of our days, there is what we call evangelical distortion. Meron ding evangelical way in which this teaching from the Bible is distorted, which is what we call the evangelical feminist movement. They believe that God created man and female as equals that exclude male headship. Ang sinasabi nila dito, ang pinaglalabanan nila, ang male headship. Because for them, male headship equals male domination. Kinamumuhian nila na ang lalaki, ang men, dominate things. Not only in the home, even in the workplace, and even in church. They misrepresent or reinterpret the Bible, specifically Genesis 1-3, which tells us the mandate of God for man and woman in the context of the family and in the context of the church. So to close, nakalagay sa handout natin, which is our challenge, but perhaps let's make it a prayer. It is better said as a prayer. Let us ask God to empower us as men so that we can give our children not just an inheritance, but a heritage. And we can give our wife what she needs most to be loved, honored, and cherished. So may this be something that we ought to imbibe, we ought to learn and be reminded of in the context of our church. As men, siguro ang next sequel dito ay women, Lord willing. So, but this is a concern not only for men. This is a concern for everyone because we need the prayers of each one. We need the encouragement of the wives and of course, of the whole church because perhaps iisipin natin, ay okay na ako, okay naman ang pamilya ko eh. But let us be reminded that we have been brought in the context of the God's community, which is the church. If we are successful by the grace of God, we still have a duty among each other. We have a duty to encourage, to challenge, and to look after each other because it is not accidental that we have been brought into this place called the local church, Grace Baptist Church, but we have been brought here for a purpose, which is to exemplify the work of Christ to His church through our individual families, through the headship and leadership of the man of God. So, I hope that this will be an encouragement, a reminder, and a fitting challenge for each and every one of us this morning. So, any question or any comments, any testimony to that effect or fact, which could be an encouragement or a reminder to each one of us. Meron po ba? Or forever hold your peace? O gutom na tayo? Because it's almost 12. Yes, ma'am. Si Tita.
Brother, ang role ng parents, ang daddy, ay napakahirap. He must be patient, maunawain. So how can you teach the children being maunawain at supportive? There are children na pasaway. How can you teach them that hindi sila pupunta sa beer house, hindi sila pupunta sa magulong sayawan? Do you support them or advise them?
Well, medyo mahaba-haba ang turo niyan na ginawa ni Pastor. Of course, hindi ko nababalikan lahat yon. Exact, we all agree to what we have been taught. Now, it starts, marami tayong mga maliliit na bata ngayon, training and discipline starts young. At the early stage, yung iba, one, sabi nga eh, 1 month pa lang pinapalo na kasi pasaway. Kids, even toddlers can know how to, they are skillful in controlling parents. So we have to be wise, we have to do our duty, and of course there will be a time na they will be outside our authority if they will be old enough. But if we did our job, our task of not only praying but doing our task of training and discipline, it is through the grace of God that we can expect change in the hearts, because it is only through their heart conviction that they would truly repent or stray away from what they have been doing, which is not according to our standard and according to the biblical standard, not right in the eyes of God. Of course, meron tayong mga preferences as parents. Minsan, iniimpose po natin yun, but those are preferences. But I think, as one author said, our duty is not really to protect them from the outside, because it will be very difficult. But our duty is to teach them the principles so that when they will be on their own, they can decide for themselves to be or to do the things that are right in the eyes of God. And of course, if it is in the eyes of God, it will be good in the eyes of society during our time. Kasi there is mayroong limit yung ating overprotectiveness eh. Many of us or many parents are overprotective, but we can never prevent it, lalo na sa panahon ngayon, that influences come even in their own cell phones, in their own rooms. Hindi na kailangan lumabas. Nandun na yung mga temptations, nandun na yung bad influences because of technology. But if they have been taught the principles from the Word of God to discern the good and the right, then we have done our job, because we cannot control their lives for the rest of their lives. Our duty is to prepare them for their own life as God wants them to be. Meron pa po? Okay, reminder lang as we close. We will be having our lunch fellowship, so we would like to invite our visitors to come and join us for our lunch. This is in thanking God and praising God because of how He has sustained yung ating building Ilang years na yun, Brother Glenn? 16. 2002 tayo lumipat. I remember because ako yung unang nag-transfer of membership when we transferred here. That's why alam ko yung year na naalala ko pa yung year na yun. So, kung wala na pong mga tanong, let's close in prayer. Father, we do thank you for this sobering warning, this reminder that you have given to us. We thank you because we can look back at in history to learn from how things have changed. And seemingly, the changing times has impacted upon the family, upon even Christian families, to the point that we are challenged and encountering difficulties in the way we rear and lead our families. But we thank you because we have your word. And through your word, you have reminded us, men, fathers, to be true leaders and heads of your family. For it is our mandated duty to not only set a good example, but to implement the principles and teachings of scriptures so that we will have families by your grace and goodness visited for the salvation of our kids. So we thank you for the teachings. We thank you for this truth. So help us to really live up to our duties and responsibilities. May you be pleased to provide fathers and even young men who would stand up to be heads and leaders, not only in the homes, but more so in your church. For it is through the male leadership that you have promised to bless, to guide, and to direct your families and churches to give glory to you. We thank you for everything. For this we pray in Christ's most precious name. Amen.